question is, this is going to be your 10th season, and I'm curious, what process do you go through to know that you're ready to go ahead for what it entails to go through an NFL season, your 10th?
Well, that's a great question. I think as the years pass you by, you learn things about your body, you learn things about what you need to do to prepare. I've always been the type of player that has felt I've never done enough. I'm always feeling like I need to do a little bit more. So it'll be no different this year. I don't think you sit back and rest as an older guy. I think you need to do a little bit more. I think you need to be smarter about it. So I've been fortunate enough to have good trainers and coaches around here that have helped me progress along the course of my career. And hopefully we get some good work in this year.
How much of doing a little bit more, Matthew, is showing up a little bit early and getting whatever work you can?
I think that's part of it. Even though there isn't an off season, it's certainly our job to keep ourselves in decent shape year round. The game's changed a lot. It's a full time job now. So for me, I'm a guy who probably spends more time around here than I should, if you ask my wife. But that's just the way I've always done things.
Matthew, you mentioned this for 10th season. I think when you came here, I don't even think you'd been to the East Coast. I'm not sure.
I hadn't.
Okay. Did you ever think your career would be this successful?
Not at all. I dreamed and hoped and prayed that I'd have an opportunity to do this. I came here hoping they wouldn't cut me before I got my signing bonus. That was my goal. And, as I've said many times, just hoping to stick around on a practice squad, just trying to find a way. And, I've been really blessed to have the experience that I've had here, build the relationships that I've had, and be a part of a successful organization. I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of, the number of games that I've been able to be a part of and a winning effort.
Did you watch the game over at all?
Yes. I get nervous every time I watch it, like I don't know the outcome. Pretty unbelievable what we were able to accomplish. And again, just I'm very proud to have been a part of such a special team in 2016.
I realize how many people throughout the world now, for example, Barcelona, the soccer club, they can come back from major setbacks and reference this game and this team. It left more than just a win for this team, apparently.
It's pretty impressive, yeah. I haven't had the chance to really think about what the impact of that game will be on football and other sports moving forward, but it certainly will be one that none of us will soon forget. And I think there's a great lesson to be learned in not quitting on your teammates, playing for one another, maintaining belief, and trying to finish what you started. And I think we definitely showed that during that game.
As one of the adults on the team, Commissioner says he's coming. How do you think he'll be received, and how should he be received?
That's not for me to say. That's up to our fans, how they choose to receive him. I think us as a team, we've moved on. We moved on a long time ago. We went out last year and took care of our business, and now it's up to us to take care of our business this year. And we have a lot of important things to worry about, a lot of things that we need to do to get ourselves ready. So, how should he be received? I haven't given that a whole lot of thought. How will he be received? I'm not the one to ask that question. I think you should ask the good people of Foxborough how they're going to receive him.
Brandon Cooks is coming on. I guess I just have to ask, do you think you're faster than him? Or?
I don't know. He's fast. He's I don't know. I'm excited about getting a chance to play with him. I've heard nothing but good things about the type of man that he is, and that's something that we really value around here. And obviously you've seen what he's done on the football field. That speaks for itself. But from what I hear, he's a high character guy who's passionate about some things that I'm passionate about as well. So I look forward to getting to know him.
Matt, 10 years, that's a long time in the NFL. Do you ever think about how long you want to do this, how long you might be able to do this?
I guess I'm getting to that point in time in my career when I will think about those things. But as long as my body's able, and Coach Belichick will have me around here, I'm up for the challenge. I still love the game of football. It's something that I'm very passionate about. And I think I have more fun doing it now than I did as a rookie. So I'm thankful for the opportunity I have here, and I'm just going to enjoy every day I have.
Matthew, beyond the 10 years themselves, there's really another season and a half when you start to accumulate
all the postseason appearances, including two titles in the last 3 years. Do you take a step back and just appreciate the whole body of work? Is that something at this point in your career you do?
You know, I think it's something that I'll be able to appreciate a little bit more when I'm done playing. Now the focus is just on trying to get better and always trying to improve your craft and continue to compete at a high level and continue to try to earn your keep on this football team. The one thing I have enjoyed is winning two Super Bowls, something my dad never did, so I'm quick to remind him of that. You know, it's been a fun ride, and for me, it's always been that added element of being able to follow in my father's footsteps has made this journey even that much more special to me.
Did this second Super Bowl win feel any different?
It did. You know the price that you have to pay. I had a tough year health-wise last year, so to be able to come back on the field and be a part of that was special to me. And honestly, it was just a feeling of exhaustion when we won the game. I remember rushing the field when Malcolm had the interception in 14. And this game was like, man, now I can go to sleep. So we put forth a great deal of effort and, very proud of that group.
Go back to something you said about watching the Super Bowl and how you still get nervous watching it. Like, what is that experience like?
I mean, I'm sitting there almost as a fan, like, what are they doing? And, it's just unbelievable to think that we were down 25 points. And the one thing that I won't forget is, the way we looked at one another. I've been on teams where we're down 3 points, 10 points, and the confidence level just wasn't there on that day or for whatever reason. But that Super Bowl Sunday, we had it. We maintained our belief. And as I sit there and watch it as a fan, I think about the looks that I saw in guys' faces over the course of a 60-minute ball game, and put a smile on your face.
I realize if you hadn't won the coin toss, it might have been the other way.
Oh, man. Just going out there. Thankfully, we didn't have a Jets reoccurrence, right?
Matthew, this turnover every year, guys come and go. Is it tougher when you're coming off to see guys go when you're coming off a Super Bowl championship, reach the heights with these guys?
Not necessarily. It's tough every year. I value the relationships I have with guys every year. Win or lose, it's tough to see guys move on. And that's a part of the business that I've never gotten used to, and I don't think I ever will, because I value the relationships that I have with people. So, you wish those guys nothing but the best to them and their families. And you understand that all of us at some point are going to go out of that door for the last time. Coach, player, whatever it is. So you always have to maintain that perspective.
Matthew, you guys have a lot of players on this roster that have now won multiple Super Bowls. How do you maintain the urgency required on a yearly basis?
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody cares what you did last year. That's the type of league this is. Nobody cares what you did last game, let alone last year. So we have plenty to prove. Everyone's 0-0. We haven't earned anything. We haven't shown that we're capable of anything. So I think that in itself is motivation, understanding that it's a new year with new goals and another chance to compete. And I know the guys that we have on this team and guys around the league, they want to win championships every year. That's why you play the game. So the motivation will be there.
From the end of the Super Bowl to talking to you today, what's maybe one thing that you did over the last couple months that stands out to you?
Spent a lot of time with my family. Spent a lot of time with my son, my wife. Went out and saw my folks and my brother, in-laws. So I think it's that time with family is big. It's very important for me, especially having a young child, seeing how much he's changing and growing, and expecting my second child in August. So it's an exciting time for my family.
Does he understand what you've done?
He has no idea. But I'm going to have some good stories to tell him, just like my dad told me. So I'm going to have some good stories for him.
Are you an NBA guy?
A huge NBA guy.
You had fun watching another UCLA product this year?
Oh, man. I mean, I got a chance to meet Russell when we were in school, and, really just a classy kid, the way he carried himself. And, I think all of us would be lying if we said we thought that he'd be doing what he's doing now, but that's just the type of competitor he's been since day one at UCLA, and it's been fun to watch his journey growing to who I think should be the MVP of the league this year. So couldn't be more proud. I told about 30 people that he went to UCLA around here. Make sure I keep reminding them of that.
A lot of fans are surprised by that when they find out that professional athletes are also sports fans of all the other sports. Mm-hmm. They think it's all football all the time or hockey. But you are a fan of all the other sports. Patrick Chung's out on the ice with the Bruins last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's different. But you are fans of all the other sports.
Absolutely. I mean, you appreciate what it takes to be at the top of your profession, at the top of your sport. No matter what the sport is, you understand as an athlete the sacrifices that are needed to reach that level. So whether it's hockey, basketball, baseball, soccer, I mean, you name it, those guys are out there grinding. Guys and gals are out there grinding, doing what they love. So you gotta respect that.
What do you think about Gronk getting in the ring at WrestleMania?
Gronk can do it all, man. Gronk can do it all. Putting his acting skills on display, the Tide commercial. Gronk's Gronk, man. He has a great time. But the thing you got to love about him is he comes in here and he grinds as well. So he likes to have a good time, but he works his butt off too.
Matthew,
you mentioned your growing family, another addition on the way, and having never been to the East Coast until you became a Patriot, now with a decade here and a chance to establish roots here. How much do you value that, given that in professional sports, it's such a transient lifestyle for guys? A lot of guys will just bounce around from one city to another in a short career span.
I realize how blessed I've been to be here for the entirety of my career, and I realize how rare that is, especially for a guy in my position. So that's something that I don't take for granted, and it's something I'm very proud of. It was one of my, I guess, goals to spend as long as I could with one franchise, possibly play my entire career there. So I'm thankful for the situation I've been in the last decade. And again, I owe a lot of thanks to Mr. Kraft and his family and Coach Belichick and his staff and my teammates. And hopefully I can keep carrying my weight around here.
Does that goal stem from your father's career?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember, he had a chance at the end of his career when free agency started in 93 to leave. And, he stuck it out and stayed with the Rams. And definitely, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't trying to be like the old man.
Matt, I know after the Super Bowl you enjoy having some time off, but at what point in the offseason do you start itching to get back on the field?
Maybe like 2 weeks. I don't know. You start missing the competition. You start missing the camaraderie that you have with your teammates. Definitely can go without banging for a little while. So glad I haven't been doing that, but I think you miss the relationships with the guys the most and being in the locker room. So it'd be good to be back on Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
good seeing y'all.
All right.